One of the reasons I know a major reset is coming, that is a forced reset of the system, is because all the scams that the globalists have used to imprison, enslave, and deceive humanity, all those scams are being exposed one by one now, and they can't keep running them forever. For example, the fluoride scam has now been totally exposed. Fluoride is a neurological poison, a psychiatric, mind-numbing drug that has been dripped into the water supply for all these years to try to keep people docile and obedient. That's all been exposed in the recent court decisions. And they're starting to remove fluoride from the water supply. That's going to cause people to wake up like crazy all over the country as the fluoride no longer is dripped into their bodies, you know, through the water system. On top of that, the money printing scam is being exposed, the Federal Reserve scam. People are realizing that currency is going to become worthless. It's not backed by anything. It's all been a fraud to enrich the power elite. And people are done with that. They're no longer going to participate in that more and more. And the way we know that is because people are buying gold and silver. They're buying crypto. They're getting out of the dollar. They're moving into land and other hard assets. Also, the censorship scam or the mainstream media scam. It's just a scam. People are figuring it out now. Hillary Clinton's freaking out saying, well, we have to control all online speech or we will lose total control. Yeah, she's telling the truth. They are losing total control over the narratives, over what is truth, because, of course, the establishment has pushed nothing but lies this entire time. Lies through the media, lies through censorship, lies through propaganda, CDC propaganda, pandemic propaganda, all of that. And that's coming to an end. You know, thanks to platforms like X and Brighteon and Rumble and others. And speaking of, health or vaccine issues too, by the way, the whole vaccine scam is pretty much done. Who trusts vaccines anymore? Only the dumbest morons on the planet still trust vaccines. Everybody else is saying, nope, we don't believe you. We know you're lying. We know it's a scam. We know that people who take the jabs, they have a much higher death rate. The jabs don't work. A public trust in medicine has collapsed. And there are many other examples of this. The property tax scam is being exposed now. I just interviewed an expert on that that's involved in major lawsuits that could turn into RICO Act criminal indictments of county officials who've been running these property tax scams. It goes on and on. You've been living in a society that has been run by scammers, the rigged election of 2020, the voting machines being rigged, not just in 2020, but 2018 and 2022 and other elections before that. The whole thing has been a scam. It's all blowing up in their faces now. And that's why, out of desperation, they're going to start carrying out system reset type of operations. Now, when I say system reset, what do I mean? I mean fire sale activities. I mean blue screen of death for critical infrastructure of society. We're talking about a deliberate takedown of the banking system, for example. Just a total collapse of the banking system. That's just one. Or a deliberate takedown of the internet. To take the entire internet offline, except for those few sites that they approve of. They may take down the power grid. And of course, they'll blame Russia or somebody else. But it'll be a takedown of virtually the entire power grid. If that's the scenario they run, they could fake an alien invasion. You know, we've been through some of these scenarios before. They could start World War III. They could detonate an EMP weapon over the United States. Yes, the U.S. itself might detonate an EMP weapon in order to take the system offline. They know, the crooks in charge, the cabal, they know that we know who they are and we know what they've done. And yes, they got away with 9/11 at the time. In retrospect, not so much. People are onto it. They know Building 7 was brought down by demolition, if not the Twin Towers themselves. They know it was a massive false flag operation in order to push a war in the Middle East. Netanyahu was involved in that operation. Israeli operatives actually were involved in planting the explosives. Why? Because it caused the United States to declare war on the Middle East. Nations like Iraq and Afghanistan, and to run CIA operations in Syria and other similar places while expanding surveillance on the American people and enslaving America. It's classic Israeli Mossad operation. That's what they do to Gaza. Well, they ran the same thing in America. That was 9/11, but people are onto it. So they can't get away with something like that again without the truth coming out. In essence, the censorship effort has failed. They tried to silence InfoWars and Alex Jones. They tried to take him offline. They failed to do so. They're going to force an auctioning of all the assets of InfoWars. And did you know what? Even then, they won't be able to silence Alex Jones. He will still speak. And besides, there are now 1,000 Alex Jones out there. I mean, everything that Alex taught over the years has now become common knowledge among many podcasters and many analysts who learn from Alex, and now they have become the modern-day Alex Jones of the world. I'm not saying Alex is obsolete. He's not. He's always pioneering. He's ahead of the curve. He's always pioneering, and he has been ahead of the curve. He's the tip of the spear. But if they take out Alex right now, it doesn't stop the truth from exploding. And nobody is happier about that than Alex himself, because that's all he tried to do is wake people up. And he always encouraged everybody, you know, start your own podcast, start your own platform. Everybody join in this effort. We got to wake humanity up so that humanity has a chance to fight back against this insanity, this anti-human extermination agenda that has been unleashed upon us. So they can't even stop InfoWars. They can't stop Alex Jones. And they can't stop the thousands of other people who have joined in this chorus of voices exposing the truth about what has been happening all of history, as well as what is happening right now. So as a result, the globalists know that if Trump is elected, then these nefarious globalists, they're done. They're going to be arrested. They know their child trafficking rings are done. They know the whole Epstein affair is going to be exposed. The blackmail files will no longer be able to be used as leverage against people. They know that if Trump is elected, there will be arrests of all the traitors and criminals who took part in trying to enslave and destroy America. And that's going to end that globalist regime. So since Kamala just can't be propped up in the polls, in the minds of the American people, she is, in essence, unelectable by any honest means. Because of that, they are, of course, getting ready to rig big time, but they're also getting ready to do a system reset. So I'm going to start using that phrase more and more with you. So listen for that. It's a system reset. They need to reboot the system. They need to clear out all the debt in the system, which means they need to collapse the currency. They also need to bury the evidence of their own crimes so that there can't be any investigation by Trump. Should he attain, you know, power in the White House, they need to make sure that all their crimes are gone, that all the evidence has been burned, just like Building 7. The reason they brought down Building 7, because that's where the CIA offices stored all the records of all their drug trafficking and money laundering. So they burned all those records. They're going to do something like that, but much bigger scale, like nuking a city. And if they nuke a city, certain cities where they might have records, I mean, you know, God forbid, I'm even going to say they might nuke Washington, D.C. And when I say they, I mean the deep state intelligence operatives in America. They might nuke Washington, D.C. in order to do a system reset, bury the evidence of all their crimes. And that is why they've been pushing new continuity of government rules, COG rules, so that they can, I mean, essentially, they could nuke the existing Congress, and then overnight, they could replace them all with their own people. They could have a new Senate and a new House and a new president, all of it. And maybe they do this after the election. Maybe they wait for Trump to be sworn in and then they pull the trigger on it and they just wipe out the entire Trump administration and all of Congress, especially if Republicans take the House and the Senate. And then they use COG rules that come out of their bunkers and then appoint a whole bunch of globalists and Democrats to replace the dead members of Congress that just got, you know, vaporized. Don't put it past these people. I am praying that that does not happen, obviously. I don't want to see any such violence in America. What I'm telling you is that the anti-human satanic system is now so desperate that there's no question in my mind that they are looking at system reset options. I would not put anything past them at this point. They could collapse the government, start up a new government. They could nuke their own cities, start anew. But they have to, first of all, they have to wipe away evidence of their crimes and blame it on a foreign adversary in order to concentrate power into their own hands. So if they nuked a U.S. city, they could blame Russia, or they could blame, you know, they could blame Hamas, I guess. They could blame North Korea. They could blame China. They could blame anybody. And then say, well, because of that nuke, you know, gosh, now we have to declare war. We have to cancel the freedom of speech. We have to cancel the Bill of Rights. And now we're under martial law and we have a whole new government that was just appointed. And, you know, it's Vice President Liz Cheney or something. And they'll call it a bipartisan government because they'll have a globalist Republican in there, you know, Mitt Romney or something. And they'll say, see, it's a bipartisan new government, you know, of the people, by the people. No, it's not. It's a new globalist regime that's there to destroy you. They will steal your money through a financial reset. They will steal your freedoms by nullifying the Bill of Rights. They will do everything in their power to reset the system. Now, how do you navigate this? How do we all navigate this? Number one, at the state level, we need to be prepared for a lot of secession. If DC begins to fall apart, we're going to see a lot of states seriously look at declaring themselves to be their own republics, such as the Republic of Texas, for example. You're going to see other states do the same thing as well. Maybe Florida, and maybe a coalition of states out west, for example, New Oregon, New Washington, which would omit, you know, the liberal blue cities that will collapse into chaos, New California, or the Jeffersonian states, that might be the new name out there. You're going to see a lot of breaking apart of the United States into new divisions, and then you'll see very quickly after that, you'll see military action breaking out as there's a rush to control resources, such as oil, mining, transportation, ports, nuclear facilities, nuclear weapons, military bases, airports, and so on. It's going to be a mad dash for those resources. And that's how you'll see America break down into regional warfare, state versus state, sometimes a city versus a state, or a rural area of a state versus the capital city of that state. You know, that might happen in California, for example. That might happen in Oregon. There are many scenarios that could unfold here, and I want you to be ready for this. The system reset seems to be very likely at this point. They're going to push for some kind of system reset event. And when they do, they're going to thrust everything that we know into total chaos. And out of that, it's going to be very difficult for people to recover anything resembling the current system. You're going to find yourself living in an anchorless state where the United States capital may be gone, or the United States dollar, well, I guess it's really a Federal Reserve note, will be gone or valueless. And you're going to see foreign actors take advantage of that situation by activating their military, their combatants that have already invaded the United States. So you're going to see chaos at many different levels. You've already got Texas dealing with Tren de Aragua. You've got Colorado dealing with the same gang that's taken over buildings there. You're going to see gang warfare operations. You might see foreign nations that are enemies of the United States contributing sufficient resources. We know that Communist China is, at some level, working with the narcos in Mexico in order to compromise the U.S. border and to poison the American people with fentanyl, which is killing something like 60,000 Americans a year, if not more. So these operations are already underway. In other words, your country is already under attack. You've got Alejandro Mayorkas, who is an absolute treasonous traitor to America, who is masterminding the invasion camps that quite literally accelerate the invasion of America with foreign nationals that are brought in and incentivized and even paid to take over America's cities. And this is ongoing. And this is only going to accelerate. The idea by the globalists is to exterminate or displace every American national and to replace them with new foreign migrants. Similarly, their goal is to destroy the American government that is elected by the people, at least to some extent, and replace it with their own hand-selected continuity of government operatives. That is a system reset type of operation. When they're done, you will be totally enslaved by a system that you did not elect, that does not abide by any rule of law. You will have no free speech rights. You will have no right to own a firearm. You will have no right to vote. You'll have no right to speak, no right to drive where you want to drive. Transportation will be limited. Food access will be limited. You'll have a social credit score. They'll push you into a CBDC. And basically, you'll be living in an Orwellian nightmare. That's the vision they have for America. And if you can't see this happening right now, you know, you're blind. This is already underway. Many of the things that I described here are in the process of happening right now. So be prepared for this. Be on alert. Make sure that you are ready in every way possible. The more resilient you are, the more self-reliant you are, you know, home gardening, growing some of your own food, having some of your own money, which is gold and silver, having your own communication systems, having knowledge and a means to acquire knowledge, such as offline LLMs like we have at Brighteon.ai. This is what's going to save you. This is what's going to give you a chance to navigate this with your life, your liberty, and your finances intact. While most people will lose everything in this, people will be impoverished, destitute, and homeless, even American veterans, even people who were once wealthy, because it was just paper wealth, it doesn't count unless you turn it into gold and silver. So the time is growing short. Remember this phrase, system reset. That's what's coming. There will likely be a cyber element involved in this. There will also likely be some kind of a nuclear element involved in this. System reset is what they want. They have to tear the whole system down. They have to cover up their crimes. They have to replace Congress. They have to replace the American people. Total system reset is the plan. And everything that you are watching right now fits into that narrative. They're all just different expressions of the same agenda. So be on the lookout for that. Stay informed. Watch my interviews at Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. You can follow my channels. I'm on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. I'm on X at Health Ranger. I'm on Brighteon.social at Health Ranger and Brighteon.io, Health Ranger. Brighteon.io is a decentralized peer-to-peer blockchain-driven social media platform that has no central servers and cannot be censored and cannot be shut down. And if you download the apps and run those, there is Android, Mac OS, Windows, not iPhone currently because of the controls on that. But you can download apps for the other operating systems. And if you run the Brighteon.io app, which is the same as Bastion, then it will even work when the internet kill switch has been activated because it does not use domain names and it doesn't need DNS servers. It's a peer-to-peer, redundant, resilient, you know, nuclear war-proof social media platform, system of sharing information. And that is our emergency backup comms system for getting information out to you. So sign up now at Brighteon.io. If you don't yet have an account there, you don't need a cell number. You don't need to use your name. You don't need an email address. You just sign up. You create an anonymous account. You get your private key. That's your login and password all in one. As long as you have that private key, you can always access it. And then you'll be participating in the peer-to-peer network of sharing content. That's what will function even after a nuclear war. It will function even after a major grid down attack. So use that, Brighteon.io, and you'll be able to stay informed. Finally, we've got a financial survival docuseries beginning, tomorrow, Saturday, at Brighteon or brightu.com. So that's Brighteon University. Just go to brightu.com. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U, brightu.com. Sign up there. It's free to watch. It's a financial survival series featuring Andy Scheckman, Gerald Celente, David Morgan, myself, and many other experts talking about how to survive the financial collapse that's coming. If you go there, sign up, you can watch it all for free, or you can optionally purchase it, download the whole program and watch it on your own timetable, or just keep the files yourself on your own computer. And that way you can watch it at any time. And you get a bunch of bonus items also if you purchase it. That's at brightu.com. So be sure not to miss that. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, founder of brighteon.com, founder of naturalnews.com. And I'll just give you the final red alert because time is short. We know what's coming. System reset is their play at this point. Okay, be safe. Take care. Thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com, where together we raise over $500,000 in food aid for the storm victims. Some loads have gone to North Carolina and others we're preparing for Florida, but over $500,000 in certified organic lab tested food. And now we've got back in stock at the Health Ranger store, turmeric. Show what I've got on my desk here. We've got turmeric powder and that's turmeric root powder, which is lab tested. Normally, a lot of turmeric root powder has high lead in it. Of course, we do the laboratory testing to make sure that it doesn't. And so you've got super clean turmeric root powder, certified organic, available once again, brand new batch, very difficult to find. Plus, we've got collagen peptides in stock, both plain and chocolate flavored collagen peptides. All those formulations are available now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got coconut chips coming in and all kinds of things. Cocoa Love, Cocoa Energize, lots of superfoods, lots of personal care products, all meticulously formulated and laboratory tested items that are on sale this week. And by the way, many categories here, supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, and home care. Now, let me show you too. We've got tinctures of turmeric available right now. You see the small 2 ounce tinctures there. Really amazing formulas, delicious. They're in glycerin with a very strong turmeric potency. They contain all of the constituents that are naturally found in turmeric, including curcumin, which is the critical ingredient that you want to get in. So many benefits for turmeric. I can't even mention them all right here, but you can do your research, learn about turmeric. It can benefit people in so many ways, especially as we gain in years. You'll find turmeric to be more and more useful in so many ways to help support your natural health. It's really, I mean, I have turmeric in my smoothie here every day. That's why it's a little bit orange. I have chocolate and turmeric and bananas and whey protein and coconut water. I'm consuming turmeric every single day, and I have done so for many, many years. By the way, you can also, if you want to sprout your own broccoli, you can get some of the similar benefits that turmeric offers, or you can grow your own turmeric root and then just harvest it and blend it up. It's always great to make your own superfoods, or you could just get it from us, and we've gone through all the laboratory testing, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold testing, total plate count testing, as well as all the other tests we do. But for turmeric, lead is the number one contaminant that you typically find across the industry. Very difficult for us to find clean batches of turmeric, but we have it now, healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, let me repeat, thanks to your sales support, your purchasing of our products,
We have been able to raise over $500,000 in food donations for the storm victims. Those trucks are in the process of rolling out. We're going to be able to help probably tens of thousands of people with these food donations. We couldn't do it without your support. And I really want to thank you for that. I thought maybe we would raise $100,000. I was shocked when it exceeded $500,000. And we've got videos from the warehouse, and I'll show you more photos as this is all sent out and distributed to people. It's an amazing thing to experience this level of support from you, so that together we can help Americans in need, and we can help provide clean food and superfoods and real nutrient density to people who need it. One of the things about, you know, all the food rescue operations in North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, is that mostly what people get is processed junk food. They get like soda and energy drinks and, I don't know, like snack chips and whatever. I'm thinking they need real food, and that's what we specialize in. So with your help, we're able to get them real food, real nutrition that can sustain them even through the coming winter. It's going to get cold in North Carolina very soon, but a lot of people there, thousands of people there, are going to have our Ranger buckets or our mega buckets of food. They're going to have nutritious food to help them through the winters. And God bless those people, because they've been financially wiped out by the damage there, by the weaponized weather systems. Farms are destroyed, homes are lost. You know how bad it is. So we're doing everything that we can to help, but we can't do it without your help. So help us, and also help yourself. Shop at healthrangerstore.com. You'll get the cleanest superfoods, the most nutrient-dense, lab-tested, certified organic products for health, for storable food, for personal care, for home care. And you'll help us help those Americans in need who are suffering the devastating effects of weaponized weather systems. These are very difficult times, but with your help and with God's blessings, we can make it through this together. So thank you for your support. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, HealthRangerStore.com.